With its tree-lined streets and quaint downtown, Goshen, Indiana looks like the quintessential American city. A huge American flag waves at the entrance to Goshen Hospital. Across the street from that big flag is Goshen College, and what's happening there, or rather, what's not happening, is causing a stir.
Meanwhile, the national anthem is banned in Goshen College in northern Indiana. Normally, they play the Star-Spangled Banner at its sporting events. But now they've nixed it from all sporting events because they say it goes against the school's pacifist principles.
That's a commentator on Fox News.
So they're going against the what America stands for.
Not surprisingly, that's not how Goshen College President James Brenneman sees the school's recent decision to stop playing the national anthem.
It was never about banning anything. It was just something we didn't do as part of our religious heritage.
Goshen College has been around for more than 100 years. It's connected to the Mennonite Church, a Christian-based faith. A primary tenet of the church is nonviolence. It also takes the separation of church and state very seriously. The church doesn't restrict a handful of its colleges from playing the anthem. But for a long time, Goshen College just didn't include the anthem at things like sporting events.
For us, it was just not something we did.
But then, Brenneman says last year, college leaders decided to give it a try.
We actually experimented on doing it. Me and along with my team, we had made the decision to do it, and I felt good about the decision, actually.
That decision brought heavy criticism from Mennonites, who opposed playing the anthem, believing it puts country before God. So, over the past year, administrators held discussions with faculty, alums, and students. Fewer than half of the 1,000 students at Goshen are Mennonites. In the end, Brenneman says they concluded the anthem just doesn't fit at GC.
Bombs bursting in the air. The words are part of a larger argument being made as to why not to play it. Our intent is never to disrespect or dishonor not only our country or those who have died for these principles, but to actually honor those principles.
I'll tell you, I think it's wrong.
That's Goshen resident Keith Wixon, a member of the city's Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 985. Last Friday, Wixon arrived at the VFW Hall to play bingo.
If you didn't have the good country like it is, you'd have no freedom. They wouldn't be able to have a college or a church or nothing.
VFW Post Chaplain Terry Parsons, a Vietnam veteran, is torn on the college's stance.
That's why we fight for this flag. So people can have their own freedom of speech, freedom of life. Yeah, it upsets me. I wish they'd go for it, but can't make them.
Goshen College isn't the only Mennonite school that refuses to play the anthem. A college in Kansas and another in Virginia don't play it either, but neither received the backlash Goshen College is now getting. Luis Lopez, one of Goshen College's international students from Paraguay, says in addition to national principles, there are religious teachings at stake.
A lot of the ones who have criticized the college do not know enough about Mennonites and do not know enough about the institution. And I mean, you can look at the act that we just don't play the national anthem, but it's just much deeper than that.
Goshen's administration says the college will come up with alternative ways to honor the country while staying true to its faith, but it won't be playing the anthem as it did at this ball game last spring. Vietnam vet Terry Parsons says he's not sure what alternatives the school could come up with.
I know what I like. There ain't no prettier song than the Star-Spangled Banner.
He says at least when it comes to music, no other song will do. I'm Michael Puente.